We're going to be reading out of John 6. It's known as Jesus meets the lady at the well, the Samaritan lady at the well. And my prayer for you is that we have an opportunity to know that Jesus wants to meet with us. I want to get that across because I honestly believe that Jesus is constantly making time to meet with us. The question is, when we meet with him, are we taking away what he's willing to give to us? And I think in this scripture, we're going to unpack what that means. Let's read from John chapter 4, verse 6. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from his journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. I want to pause here, and this is where I reference, I think Jesus is constantly trying to make time to meet with us. He was ahead of the time. He was knowing that the routine of the Samaritan lady would be coming to the well at noon. It's very oftenly known that this was a weird time to be going to draw water. The Samaritan lady had some issues. Let's put it across in that way. We won't get into that. I'll encourage you to read the rest of this verse to get the knowledge of what was potentially the issues. Pastor George actually spoke about this in the September the 19th message AM service, if you want to go back and watch that. But I love what's taking place here. Jesus is breaking her routine, or meeting her in her routine, of what was he knew she would be there. And he had a divine appointment to meet with her. I believe Jesus is constantly having divine appointments for where our routine is. I struggle with, and I don't know if this is you, but also the distractions of life get in the way. There's notifications on our phone. There's something to do. Work life is always busy. The kids need to be dropped off. I don't have kids yet, but I know the lifestyle of a parent as well is there's always the pressure. Youth, you're currently saying, well, you know what? I got things to do. I'm studying for my exams and we're praying for you. Varsity people, I know you're going through the most right now, right? Assignments, tests, and exams are around the corner. But I'm hoping that there's this significance in realizing that Jesus wants to meet with us. I find that so beautiful. I want to continue in verse 7. When a Samaritan woman came to draw the water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" Verse 8, his disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" And I like the reference here is that I believe she's disqualified herself on performing a role because of the title. And knowing the hatred and the very much tension of what's taking place between these two people, I want to look at maybe three little examples. For youth, you're asking the question or you're disqualifying yourself. Well, Lord, I'm sure I can't speak to my classmates about Jesus. I don't know much about Jesus. I don't even know the Bible. I want you to be bold in the way that God will prompt you. As he meets with you, he'll give you the knowledge and the wisdom to chat to your classmates. Potentially invite them to youth. If you've been joining us for youth on Fridays, you'll know that we've been trying to speak about servanthood and how we serve our community is by inviting them to church to get to know Jesus a little bit better. For the varsity students, you get this prompting that maybe someone in your class, you know, if you're online, Zoom fatigue is real. My simple encouragement is persevere. My God encouragement is to say, maybe there's this moment that if you're in class or if you're on res, that you could have a moment to say to someone, hey man, why don't we pray for our up and coming exam? And maybe not knowing their belief or where they stand with God, there might be a beautiful moment that you could have an honest conversation about the Lord and Savior you serve. I know it's a bit heavy for Monday motivation, but I believe God is meeting with us and setting us up for a role and an opportunity of what we can do for the kingdom. We'll read later in verse 28 what takes place, which I think is so significant in how Jesus having this moment with her and what she ends up doing. Now, we're talking about maybe workplace or people that go to their workplace and say, you know what, I feel like I'm the only Christian in my workplace. I believe there might be others. And taking that bold step and praying into as you go into your workspace, Lord, would you create a moment for me to make your name famous today. If it's the simplicity of praying for your meal as you sit in the cafeteria, if it's a moment of prayer or saying, you know what, you see a colleague a little bit discouraged and you say, hey man, no way, God's got you. I promise you, you're planting seeds in their lives that there could be a moment that they're asking, well, who is this God that you serve? And God will give you the wisdom in that moment and what to say and how you can testify and give a testimony of who he is to who he is to you. I want to read out of 1 Corinthians 12:27, and it says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you are a member in it." I love this saying that it says, you may be the only Bible that someone gets to read. So before someone commits their life to Jesus and gets to know the Word, they are basically watching your actions. They are reading the book in your actions. I hope that doesn't scare you, but rather encourage you to say, I represent Christ in my workplace, in my school, in my study. I think that's an exciting opportunity to share who God is. We continue to read, as I mentioned, John 4:28, and go read what takes place with Jesus and this lady. I think it's so incredible that Jesus knows everything about her. So he does us. But verse 28, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come see a man who has told me everything I have ever did. Could this be the Messiah? How incredible is that? My last encouragement is that in the routine that you would sometimes drop what you have. She left the water. She was meant to get the water back home, but she just left the water overwhelmed with what Jesus has done. I'm a man of routine. I love my calendar invites. My life is run through calendar, but I have realized that God has sometimes intercepted what was my routine and altered the direction of my life and sometimes those others when I was submissive to Him in saying, Jesus, if there's a moment in this day that I would submit myself to You in making Your name glorified, that I could help someone along the path, that I could lift up a colleague, that I could pray for someone, I think there's so much honor in that. That we not get too much tied down to the routine or the hustle and the bustle of life, and rather find those moments that Jesus is creating, either to meet with you and to get a better knowledge of Him, or that we could then help those and help those others. Well, I hope that encourages you. It's Monday. It's a full week ahead. I'm praying that both work, school, or varsity, that you guys are excited for the week ahead. And can we go into a moment of prayer? So Lord, we thank You for the use of technology, that today we can share a devotion about You and Your goodness. We are thankful that Your role in our lives, and that there's no coincidence for each person watching here online, but rather You have a plan, a purpose, a desire for them today. And in the smallness of what could be just a moment in their day in sharing who You are, I'm trusting that there is incredible works taking place, not just in our city, in our nation, but in the world, whoever is watching online. May it be a blessed day for each person. We say this in the name of Jesus. Amen.